And of course, American Anchor Baby will be live after Joelle Friday, who is live after the HakeReport.com. How you guys doing? Let me make sure that we're going. Yes. It is 9 o'clock in the morning here in Los Angeles, U.S. Pacific Daylight Time. And it's Monday, March 25th, AD 2024. We'll have a fun show, hopefully. I have some cool music to share with you. I'm excited about it. I have some Hake news to share with you. Nigerian kids got school children were kidnapped and then earlier this month, and they've returned, I guess, rescued. Not returned, but they were rescued. Ireland got that new prime minister, that young one, who one of the ladies in my chat thought was a handsome young man. A little update on plane safety and Gaza drama. I'll read that those updates for you guys. Lame Lisa Murkowski, though. She's not supporting Trump, our greatest president, and she's supposed to be a Republican woman. These Republican women. Shout out to the Republican women. I'm not for it. What else? Crime and new... Oh, she thinks she's an independent thinker. She might leave the Republican Party. That would be nice. Alaska Republican. There's crime going on in New York City. I may play some clips for you guys. A store got robbed, and I think it might have shut down. Princess Catherine, Kate Middleton, got cancer. I didn't cover all the hype and wondering and speculating about her, but now that she got that cancer, I want to play a little clip of her maybe for you guys. Not that short of a clip, actually. I'd never heard her speak before. And everybody feels sorry because she put out something that looked like it was Photoshopped, and I guess, according to them, Anchor Baby covered it. And people were making fun of her, and now they feel bad for having made fun of her because she has, or had, or something like that, cancer on in her body somewhere. Why feel bad? Why? I'm shaking my head. And then I had a little pre-recorded stream that I put out yesterday because I cheated you guys out of more than an hour of the Hake Report on Friday. I had to end early. And I talked in that stream over at the beach recording, a beach stream. You can check my beach streams, YouTube playlist. I talked about putting words in people's mouths. This guy assigning a meaning that may not have been meant. Maybe it was. As I listened to it a second time, I could kind of understand why. Scott Adams post quote tweeted out video of this expert, computer expert, exposing some things about some software, supposedly. And he said, I'm putting my life at risk. The U.S. government doesn't want this to be known. And so this election recorder or county recorder is saying, oh, the U.S. government is going to put a hit on him. That's insane. Well, do they ever do that? I don't know. And did he say that the U.S. government was the one who was going to do it? I don't think so. He didn't specifically say it. You kind of put in words in his mouth. So, and I may also touch on that squatter video that was viral last week. JLP played it. I think maybe, I don't know if Anchor Baby played it. I think he did. That guy speaking Spanish, saying, you can invade homes. But that's a lot to get to. So we'll see if I can do it. Maybe it's like, that's the layout for this week. We'll see. And your calls, guys, if you'd like to call in. But anyway, everybody, 4 minutes of intro. Let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
how you guys doing? I'm fine. I'm wearing a Yellowstone t-shirt. Hassan says it looks like, I forget what he said that it looks like. But it's Mighty Ducks, the Mighty Ducks. Right on. I won't tell you where I got it, which is telling you where I got it. It's brown. I like brown t-shirts. I think they complement my skin and face and hair a little bit. Right? Cool. Yeah. So just FYI, yes, I did do a little Hake Report makeup stream premiere on YouTube yesterday. Yesterday I did it. I recorded it on Saturday, and I recorded a little talk and walk at the beach on Saturday, and it unfortunately went up as, let's see, is it going at 720 still? Oh, hey, it upgraded to 720, finally. Yes, whew. It premiered at 360p, which is very low resolution for my taste, you know. It's not so crisp. I recorded it at 720 because knowing that it was going to be over an hour long. And so you guys can go check that out if you missed it. It's on YouTube. It probably will show up on my BitChute. I'll have to upload it separately, I think, on Rumble, because Rumble no longer has the ability to auto-upload from YouTube. Rumble doesn't do it automatically anymore. YouTube cut them off. Terrible. Terrible. But yeah, you can check out my beach streams. Sometimes they're fun, you know? Beach streams. Let me post that in the chat. Just so you know. Just so you can go check them out. Okay. But let's get to the news. Gaza drama. I want to talk about the Gaza drama. I'm shaking my head at this Gaza drama. Israel has agreed to a U.S. proposal on a prisoner hostage exchange, according to Commie Nonsense Network, and is awaiting a response from Hamas. Maybe that's already taken place in the several hours since this news was sent to Hake this morning by Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. The deal would release around 700 Palestinian prisoners. Wow. Wow. Including 100 serving life sentences for killing Israeli nationals. In exchange for the release of 40 Israeli hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, according to Commie Nonsense Network analyst Barak Ravid. The proposed exchange will definitely include some American hostages, so says that guy, that analyst. It will include the release of men over the age of 50. United States and Israeli officials were slated to meet in Washington this week. You know, I guess underlings of based Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu, with the Biden administration working to deter Israel's planned military operation in Rafah, because a million Palestinians or more are sheltering from constant bombardment. What a mess over there, huh? What a mess. I'm chuckling because Great Bowls of Fire says yesterday's beach stream with the Hake Report, with Hake, I mean, was full of suspense and adventure. Thumbs up. Thank you. Laughing face with hearts. Thank you, Great Bowls of Fire. Yeah, there's, while they're warring over there, war all over the world, Hake is having a leisurely stroll, talking to his phone, to you guys, after the fact, and enjoying a nice Saturday on a rainy day at the beach. Very beautiful. Sweet. Speaking of sweet, plane safety. The FAA has warned increased oversight of United Airlines after a string of incidents on flights this month may mean the troubled airline of United Airlines. Wow. Federal Aviation Administration will have to put some of its future plans on hold. The FAA didn't specify what may be delayed, what projects. But Bloomberg reported the agency is considering preventing United Airlines from adding new routes, if you're Joelle. There's They're both correct, I think. Curbing the airline's growth. I'm shaking my head. United's troubles comes out as a time of heightened safety concerns around Boeing, the manufacturer of most of the airline's jets. Boeing has been having problems. Plug doors, door plugs popping off, or one of them anyway. January 5th, Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane lost a door mid-flight. And there was a video of it posted on the internet. And it was viral. I was like, what? Everybody didn't... Some stuff did get sucked out, I heard. But people were strapped in, I guess. Several other incidents as well. But that wasn't... That was Boeing. That wasn't United. That was Alaska Airlines. So I was like, Alaska. Are they cutting corners? I think it was Alaska, right? But it was Boeing maybe cutting corners, according to one guy who since committed suicide, according to reports, allegedly. We don't know. Some people think that it was not a suicide. I think it definitely could have been a suicide. It was like a middle-aged white male. A lot of those guys are committing the S word, suicide say, after I said it like three times. Aviation experts say flying is safer than most forms of travel, though. Much safer than car rides most people take every day without thinking twice. I don't know if it's safer than car rides. Maybe it is. But it's just that there are so many car rides taking place that there are many more accidents. Because let's say there are millions of cars out on the road every day and there's a handful of accidents, a bunch of accidents. There are not millions of planes, I don't think, in the sky every day. Maybe there are, but it seems like many, many, many more millions. Whatever. They say more people die in car accidents than in planes. This because it's kind of like white people versus black people. White people crime versus black people crime. There's like five times as many cars as there are planes. But I don't know. I have never looked into the stats, the per capita stats of planes, crashes per plane versus crashes per car. Whatever. Anyway, it's not that interesting. Ireland got their new prime minister. Just going to try to plow through these headlines. Simon Harris, that 37-year-old guy who looked handsome to one lady in the chat, young lady in the chat. Youngest leader in Irish history, age 37. In America, I think you're supposed to be age 35 or older to be the president of the United States of America. Prime minister is a little different from a president. I don't understand all that stuff. And it's actually Taoiseach, something like that. Simon Harris. So he's not the gay one. The gay one stepped down. How embarrassing. Ireland, we wish you well. Former Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, who is half Indian. His father was born in Mumbai, India. I didn't know that about him. I just knew that he was not morally straight, and he brought his... the other guy with him to America. And I remember it made headlines because it was kind of in your face to then Vice President Mike Pence, who's a Christian, who does not approve of this not morally straight nonsense, based Mike Pence. So that guy resigned in a surprise announcement for mainly political reasons. He didn't think that he could get a coalition government going, whatever that is. I don't know. Crazy. So Ireland, all the white and Christian countries, Catholic is Christian, okay, guys? Catholic is still Christian. All of them are a mess. It's terrible. Last little news item. Quote, I am happy. The families are happy. We are all happy. The children have been rescued. So said Uba Sani, governor of Nigeria's Kaduna state. Nigeria is in Africa. Nigerians come to America and do very well oftentimes. Some of them become SJWs. But he announced Sunday that at least 137 school children who were kidnapped by gunmen, quote-unquote gunmen, in Nigeria earlier this month have been released. They're undergoing psychosocial counseling, so said an official. Nigeria. Very colorful garb they wear over there. I wonder if it was Boko Haram. They don't mention Boko Haram. Remember the Nigerian schoolgirls? Hashtag bring back our girls that they did under the Obama administration. I think it was Obama because I remember Michelle holding a sign saying, bring back our girls. Because Nigerian schoolgirls were kidnapped by Boko Haram, which is an ISIS affiliate. Black Muslim ISIS affiliate. Black African Muslim ISIS affiliate. ISIS being the crazy Muslim terrorists who allegedly did a crazy attack in Russia, by the way. Isn't that wild? That's a side note. That's like the big news of late last week. American Anchor Baby talked about that on his show, I think. At least a little bit. It happened after the end of the JLP show, I presume. At least that's when I heard about it. Crazy terror attack killing probably similar numbers to the numbers who were kidnapped over here. But I don't know if it was Boko Haram in Nigeria. There's probably other problems in Nigeria. Problem people in Nigeria other than just merely Boko Haram. There's been recurring incidents of kidnappings for ransom by bandits. Mass abductions, a number of mass abductions in recent years. Reminds me of Hamas. Hamas is kind of smart or clever or just doing what is logical for a, if you want to call it that, for a group who wants to get their way by hook or by crook, in this case, sort of crook, kidnap, take hostages. Then you have bargaining chips with people there who are forced to bargain with you. Otherwise, you could harm the people. March 7th, more than 300 students were abducted by armed bandits on motorcycles, stormed a primary and secondary school in Kuriga Village in that district. So 137 or so got returned. They wanted 1 billion naira, N-A-I-R-A, which is about $620,000, per CNN. Threatened to kill all the students if the demands were not met. Don't do that, don't do that. It's kind of like what I told you with the Israel. Israel's releasing how many hundreds? Was it hundreds? Or they are thinking about releasing hundreds? 700 Palestinians to get, including 100 who are serving life sentences for killing Israeli nationals, in order to get 40 Israeli hostages, some of whom are supposedly American citizens. You know, the dual citizenship thing, I guess. There were some Koreans or somebody who were released by, I'm chuckling because you wouldn't think Koreans would get kidnapped in Israel by Hamas or some other Asian group of Asians. Wow. By hook or by crook. I didn't say, whatever. Shout out to Come On Man. Anyway, wild stuff, huh? Wild stuff going on in the world. I'm shaking my head. So let me talk about Lisa Murkowski. This woman. Check in the news folder there, Hassan. I have a couple pictures that are in here. Show the Trump persecuted thing. Trump persecuted 325-24 CNN. This is the headlines I saw when I went to CNN.com. I disavow CNN.com, I guess. A deadline day that puts Trump's empire in grave peril. Our greatest president, they say, is struggling to post a bond worth around $500 million, $462 million, in order to be able to appeal some ruling by, you know, the New York Attorney General, black female, Letitia James, and the Engoron, I guess, is the particular case that he's, whatever. Also poised for another massive financial windfall. Windfall, is that a good thing? Windfall, I don't know what windfall means. I think that that usually means a good thing, and I'm not interested enough to really look it up. Trump's hush money trial was set to begin, by the way. Something else happened instead, or I don't know. But anyway, there's an opinion piece. Trump can't dodge legal accountability anymore. Give me a break. These phony people pretending like they care about the law and order. He's the law and order president. That's why they hate him. But anyway, Murkowski, see at the bottom? Murkowski, done with Trump. Won't rule out leaving the GOP, the grand old party, the Rhino Republican Party. And so go over to this Lisa Murkowski headline, number one, there, Hassan. Lisa Murkowski. I remember seeing her highlighted in like the Huffington Post because she was pretending. You see that in there, Hassan? Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski, done with our greatest president. Headline in there. She won't rule out leaving the GOP. The Huffington Compost, Huffington Post, far left liberal outlet. Put out by Arianna Huffington, who used to be conservative, supposedly. Just like this gal, used to be conservative. They highlighted how the Republican women are more willing to compromise and work with the Democrats. They're like the adults in the room. So they pretended. Look at her. She looks like she's done with Trump. She looks a little bit like Trump. Zoom in on that face. Maybe she hates him and she's becoming looking like him almost. Her hair is maybe better than Trump's. Except it's a woman's hair. I wouldn't want Trump to have that hair. Our greatest president. Doesn't she look a little bit like Trump? Just a little bit? I feel like ladies who get into these stressful jobs, and she doesn't look bad, but she looks like she's trying to be a leader. I don't think that these ladies belong in these political positions, my opinion. My opinion. Dang, Lisa looking rough, says Terry in the chat. Yeah, you know, mildly attractive old lady, you know. Not that old, even. But she's maybe going to leave the party. So you can keep that there. I don't care about the, you don't have to show the text of this, but I'm going to read it to you guys. Veteran Alaska Republican, veteraness, senator, she's a senator out of Alaska. One of seven Republicans who voted to convict our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, in his second impeachment trial. And Trump was never convicted in his impeachment. So FYI, he was never convicted. You're charged in the House and then either convicted or acquitted in the Senate. Has anybody ever been convicted of impeachment? I don't even think all white people look alike, huh? I don't think even Bill Clinton was convicted of impeachment. He was acquitted. In his second impeachment trial amid the aftermath of January 6th. So she fell for the phoniness that Trump was responsible for the riot that took place on January 6th. Dumb. A dishonest woman. Or a blind woman, at least. Done with our greatest president said she absolutely would not vote for him. I wish that as Republicans we had a nominee that I could get behind, she told Commie Nonsense Network. I'm jealous. She's talking to CNN. I certainly can't get behind our greatest president, Trump. Or she says Donald Trump. So she may leave. She may not even remain a Republican. Trump exposing all these people. Hassan is showing it for you guys. Thank you, Hassan. That's kind. She said, I am a very independent thinker. I think I'm very independent-minded. Can you name somebody who doesn't think that they're independent-minded? I think everybody thinks that they're independent-minded. I don't think that most people are independent-minded. Cute lady, says Hillary. Yeah, I agree, Hillary. Even if Terry is correct that she's looking a little rough. Because somebody asked her if she would become an independent. Well, I think I'm very independent-minded. Oh, you mean capital I independent? A la Bernie Sanders independent? The socialist? The Democrat socialist? Anyway, what else? What else did she say that was somewhat interesting? I'm navigating my way through some very interesting political times. Blah, 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 blah. I regret our party is seemingly becoming a party of Donald Trump. It's about time. Trump is representing the interests of a lot of people whose interests have not been represented at the top political level by the rhino Republicans, the Republican establishment. She hasn't always been on the outs within her party. Appointed in 2002 by her father, Governor Frank Murkowski. Her father put her into this mess. She was appointed senator, I guess. Wow, is that nepotism? her politics were in line with George W. Bush, the then president in 2002. Terrible. Then she found herself at odds with her fellow Alaskan, the Alaskan governess, female governor, John McCain's running mate, then Alaska governor, Sarah Palin. This woman is an Alaska senator. Sarah Palin was the Alaska female governor. We had a female governor in Alaska. Alaska, come on. And I like Sarah Palin. I used to even say I would vote for Sarah Palin for president. Terrible. How embarrassing. Turning red. Who had been sharply critical of her father. Sarah Palin was critical of Murkowski's father. Ah. The Tea Party rose. She's going to be VP in 24. Sarah Palin. Mildly attractive as well, right? Mess of a family. She used to give speeches and it would be like, she would just repeat memes. I don't know if she came up with the memes or if she just saw memes on the internet and repeated them. But I agree with a lot of what she would say. People thought that John McCain was weakened by Sarah Palin. I think Sarah Palin was weakened by John McCain. And she's, you know, kind of weak herself. She should just tend to her family. Be a wife, be a mother. Or grandmother, whatever. The Tea Party. Remember the Tea Party? I remember the Tea Party. I participated in Tea Party. South Central LA Tea Party. JLP founded the South Central LA Tea Party. Did you guys know that? Lisa Murkowski, because we had Bond stuff down in South Central. Well, this is before I came in. Murkowski was at sharp odds with the insurgent right wing of her party. Insurgent. They're calling the Tea Party a bunch of boomers insurgents. And then the Tea Party was kind of exploited by a whole bunch of people who turned out to be never Trumpers. The Tea Party normal people are basically the Trump supporters, the boomer Trump supporters. I guess I'm a millennial boomer, right? What else? Anything else somewhat interesting? Asked about Trump's recent comments that Jewish people who vote for Democrats must hate their religion, Murkowski said it was incredibly wrong and an awful statement. Of course you would. Lisa Murkowski named along with Susan Collins, another rhino from Maine, senator, Republican female senator, They both offered late endorsements of South Carolina female governor Nikki Haley. What is up with all these female Republicans who are just rhinos? Nikki Haley, rhino, hates the beautiful South and the beautiful rebel flag. Susan Collins, rhino. Lisa Murkowski, rhino, hates Trump. Just days before Nikki Haley dropped out of the race. They love losing. They're bored with winning. That's why they hate Trump. She pushed back on Trump's view that January 6th prisoners were hostages and patriots who should be pardoned. I don't think that it can be defended. What happened on January 6th was an effort by people who stormed the building in an effort to stop an election certification of an election. It can't be defended. Well, yes, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to stop the certification of the election. That's true. That can be defended as they were protesting and trying to stop it and trying to get the politicians to oppose it and stop it and they be like, hold on, let's do this. It wasn't hardly a coup attempt. Shaking my head. So that's phony Lisa Murkowski. Establishment friendly rhino. Who's leaving the rhino party. Anyway, let's talk about something more entertaining. I have this clip 12 in the folder here, Hassan. Enough with this boring woman, Lisa Murkowski. Let's talk about the blacks. I have a clip from Crime in NYC. Crime in NYC. At 7-Eleven Fulton Street in Fort Greene, Brooklyn, reported, according to Crime in NYC on X. You can take that down, Hassan. Done with Lisa Murkowski. Crime in NYC. Originally uploaded about a day ago, the owners are said to be intending to close this 7-Eleven on Fulton Street. I guess it's a 7-Eleven. It's a 7-Eleven convenience store, you know? Oh, thank heaven for 7-Eleven. They're intending to close at the end of the month for this very reason, and it's you're going to see this footage. Hopefully, if it plays correctly, it should. Of these blacks and maybe some Hispanics, maybe some whites. I see mostly blacks and maybe Hispanics. Some of them are masked. And young kids and looks like adults potentially shamelessly stealing from this store and leaving it a mess. Stuff all over the floor. Check it out. Check it out. Clip 12. Yo. Look at that. Hopefully I bleeped everything. Fat guy running.
Want something to drink?
What?
Stomped on a shelf that was turned upside down. Look at so many of them.
That's stealing.
Hey.
The devil's in you.
Black lady saying, the devil's in you.
You don't care. You pay for it 5 years later.
Nice. Shout out to the black lady. Oops. That might have been a cuss word. Sorry, kids. Ladies. Nowadays, ladies cuss. Not very ladylike. Shout out to the unladylike ladies who cuss. It's a bad habit. No, they're hurting the bodega. Whoa, strife cast. Whoa, I will just pretend I didn't see it. Sick stuff. I haven't played a black crime clip in a while. I haven't played clips in a while. But I wanted to show that to you. Unless this is AI. Maybe it's AI. I don't know. It might not actually have happened. It looks real to me, though. I say that somewhat facetiously, but I've been saying it for a long time. Back in the days of Mike Brown and the Ferguson riots, when they showed Mike Brown strong arm, allegedly robbing, I don't know if he robbed it or not, the store, the convenience store with the Swisher sweets to roll up into blunts. Or maybe they weren't to roll up into blunts, just to smoke cigars, cigarillos. I think that that's what they were. He like pushed the shopkeeper or the clerk or whatever into the thing. They said, oh, I saw an X. I remember seeing it. Then it was called Twitter. Oh, it's doctored. They showed that to make it look like he was a criminal. He was a gentle giant. Make it seem like it was justified that the cop shot him. And it was turned out to be justified, even by the Obama DOJ under evil Eric Holder, admitted that it was, by all credible accounts, including black witnesses. There were conflicting witness accounts because some blacks either lie or didn't see everything or assumed or whatever. It was no hands up, don't shoot. Hey, don't say blunt. Oh, it was doctored. Oh, it was doctored footage of Mike Brown doing that. He didn't really do that. Well, yes, he did. There was a sunshine request, and they released it. The officer, the chief of police or whatever, released it over in Fulton. But look at this. Speaking of Fulton, why am I thinking Fulton? Sabrina Fulton, was she the mother of Mike Brown? Different last name? Isn't that kind of infuriating to see that crime? Shamelessness? And you have heard people say it's a tax. They raise prices because of all this theft. They raise prices on everybody else. They have to shut down their businesses oftentimes. Oh, but the white-collar crime, too. You have to report on the white-collar crime, too, says my favorite caller, Maze. Because white people steal just as much. Whatever, Maze. Hake arguing with Maze in his imagination. Here, let me post that in the chat. What a mess. I wonder if that worked. Here, let me make sure. Bum, 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 bum. Terrible. Yo! Yo! I guess it was a remarkable sight because the person recording it, sort of an unusual sight, even for the blacks, somewhat unusual, even for the blacks. Although, to me, that sight is all too common. We've seen it. We see it almost, we see it all the time on X, on Twitter, and elsewhere. But he was, did seem kind of surprised. Crime in New York City. A store got robbed and they may be closing down for that reason. Some of my favorite shops been closed down because of crime, because of the communist shutdowns in the name of the China virus, because of the probably the homeless blight is scaring away or making people not want to be around there. It's terrible. But shout out to them. Reminds me of what JLP said in church the other week. J.C. Lee Peterson covered that that clip of that young black kid who, 4 or 5 years old, who was crying because he didn't want his dad to leave him to his mother who makes him mad. JLP said in church, that kid's going to grow up, could grow up robbing and stealing because he already has that anger and all that hell from his mother. And the father saying, that's your mother. You got to go with her. And he may have to, I guess, if the mother's going to be like that and the court's going to be like that. Who knows? But the father could be like, I understand, son. I understand. He could handle it differently. But he'd grow up and commit crime, stealing and all that stuff. And they'll blame it on racism when it's in the homes. That's just how they were raised. I guess that's just how you was raised. Not good. His daddy had a date, Hake, says Terry. Oh, terrible. Come on. Fathers, don't be going on dates. If that's true, Terry may know. She may know the backstory of that little incident that I mentioned. Same, Hake. It's painful what's happened in our cities. It is. And they think we like the blacks acting like that. Nobody likes that. We don't like that. Some people get gleeful about it because they want to just see. They get caught up. Don't get caught up. I'm seeing people get caught up about their pet issues. I mentioned this in my stream. They're all caught up on and simping for this one woman who's all in the headlines, I guess you could call it. Because she's taking some stand that they agree with, but she doesn't belong out there. It's kind of like if I were to be like, oh, Marjorie Greene, she's the queen, and I were to be heartfelt about it. I jokingly call Marjorie Greene a queen. I'm kind of done with her. She's got to take care of her life and her family and stuff. Fade into the background. I appreciate some of the stuff that she says, but stop the getting caught up to where you're going to sacrifice what's right because you agree with one aspect of reality, because you agree with facts. Don't lose the truth because you're caught up with facts. Facts are not truth. And some lady spouting facts all up on her ego doesn't mean that she's about truth. Your crush on her is over. Well, I wouldn't go that far. Sir Buggy. Guy Burger. I'm mispronouncing it for the sake of the channel. Any woman in politics is a demon, says Martin in the chat. I don't know. It's just that has demons, maybe. There's another gal that I like who's been in politics a long time. Over in Minnesota or somewhere. Or one of those M-word states, M-named states. Starts with an M. Michelle, with one L, Bachman, with two N's. Michelle Bachman. Loves Trump. Just a Christian woman, ladylike. Any woman is a demon, says Matthew. But maybe Michelle Bachman, I don't know much about her. I used to hear her on the Jason Lee Peterson Show, interviewed a number of times, Michelle Bachman. Montana? No, Michelle Bachman. Michelle Bachman, U.S. Representative of Minnesota. Minnesota. Nice. Back when Minnesota used to be white. Shout out to the whites. But with all things, don't get caught up. That's my main message. Because you're looking at... It's kind of like don't take sides, the message JLP says. Don't get caught up. You're caught up. If there's even an inkling of you being caught up, that means your whole thing may be wrong. Catch that inkling and stop. Something, something, and listen. Speaking of queens or princesses, here's a real princess. I have never heard this woman, Princess Catherine. also known as Kate Middleton. For some reason, they still call her Kate Middleton, even though she's supposed to have lost her Middleton last name and become whatever that other guy who married her. She has cancer. She got cancer. Clip 11, this is about more than two minutes long. I just want you to listen to her voice and her accent and her little message here. Because she was in the news because she put out a photograph that looked like it might have been doctored or photoshopped or something. And she's been secretive about her health, which you should be, right? You should be a private person. But she's also public because everybody's all caught up with the royals, or a lot of people are. The so-called royal family in England. She's an English woman, lady. Here's clip 11 in there. Here's the little report from Kensington Royal on X, Twitter.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family.
Surgery.
But I've had a fantastic medical team who have taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. Wow. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of course, came as a huge shock, and William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
Prince William.
As you can imagine, this has taken time. It has taken me time to recover from major surgery in order to start my treatment. But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
That's her three children, I guess?
As I've said to them, I am well and getting stronger every day by focusing on the things that will help me heal in my mind, body and spirits. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too.
Prince William.
As is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. It means so much to us both.
They don't have love.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment.
Privacy, privacy.
My work has always brought me a deep sense of joy and I look forward to being back when I'm able. But for now, I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer.
This is long.
For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Yes, you are. That's from the Kensington Palace. Kensington Palace. She's the Princess of Wales? What is it? I forget. Hake correcting her AI speech, says Mr. Pink. Her voice sounds computer-generated creepy. That's because that's not actually her voice. It is computer-generated. It's a computer recording that I processed. Who cares? You British, Hake? No, not a... I'm bringing this up for a couple of reasons. A few different reasons. One is the cancer thing. And two is the hype around her and the people feeling bad now. And I'll get to that. But also... Hake getting bored of his own content. Also, I had never heard her voice before. I always thought that she was pretty. Booster worshiper suggests Scott, you're six. Yeah, I saw some of you guys in chat using dog whistles, conspiracy dog whistles called like turbo cancer. Somebody said, oh, when you catch turbo cancer, you remember because the anti-vaxxers were mad at Hake because Hake said that one lady who got vaxxed, whether it was from the vax or not from the vax, I don't know, nor do I care. It's her life. We wish her well. That she was not, they lied to her when they said that she was still pretty because she posted a before and after. 2 years later, she looks like she aged 10, 20 years. This one other woman. I don't know. Pretty. A new rating. Unlocked. Kate Middleton. Wife of Harry's brother, William, I think. William and Harry used to be rowdy and play together and have fun, and then they got married and they became... Well, William kind of fell in line with the rest of the family. Harry fell in line with that wife who's older than him, already been married and divorced before, I think. Harry and Meghan Markle, Harry Markle, somebody called her in the chat. His wife took his wife's last name. So called Prince Harry. Anyway, classy lady, Kate Middleton. Sort of. I don't know. Maybe she's a liberal. Probably. The royal people in England are a bunch of liberals. So they kind of brought upon themselves the mess that mixed American woman accelerated onto them. Kind of like America brought upon ourselves what Obama accelerated upon America. Obama accelerated the evil in America and his ilk. You know, it's the young people, the young dumb people. Brainwashed people. But what's funny about it is that this lady was made, they made fun of her. People were making fun of her. And now everybody's all apologizing. Go into Catherine Cancer folder there, Hassan. You can show a few of these little pictures, headlines. I hope, look at this, Blake Lively, another woman in her, another married mother, I think. She's a married mother, Blake Lively. I don't really know who Blake Lively is, but I looked her up. She's an actress, or actor if you're Hassan, or somebody else, other people in mainstream media. I call them actresses, these females. I think actresses are not as good at acting as actors are. I think men are better actors than women. Which is interesting because women lie much more easily, but maybe less convincingly. I don't know. Blake Lively apologizes for mock... She's the wife of Ryan Reynolds, by the way. Ryan Reynolds is the guy who looks like Ben Affleck. That's all I know. He looks like Ben Affleck to me. You know, these whites. She apologized for mocking Kate Middleton, or Catherine. Kate with a K, but Catherine with a C. Photoshop fails after the princess revealed her cancer diagnosis. Silly post has me mortified. And show like another, other ones, other headlines. Couple of, one other headline and another tweet. Princess Kate's cancer treatment news sparks remorse from people who spread conspiracy theories and memes on the internet. I didn't report on any of the conspiracy theories or memes because I didn't follow it. I didn't care. I'm like, who cares what? But now that she has cancer, there she is. I have a year on her. She was born in, or I was 6 months anyway, or maybe a little bit less. I was born in July 1981. She was born in January 1982. So she's 42. Hey, like Hake. Hake is going to turn 43 pretty soon, though. It's my birthday. Hey. People on social media say they felt bad poking fun at the princess after she shared the news that she is undergoing chemotherapy. I wonder if she's lying about that. I'm totally kidding about this. Imagine if she's just lying just to make you guys feel bad. If any of you guys who were mocking her and feel bad are in Hake chat, nobody in Hake chat feels bad about anything. Ryan Reynolds doesn't look like Ben Affleck, Hake. What the? He has darkish brownish hair and he's white and he's slim. I think he looks like Ben Affleck. They all look the same to me. Ben Affleck looks a little bit rougher nowadays. Anyway, these people just feeling bad. It's similar to back when Chadwick Boseman, the guy who played Black Panther, he died because he lost a whole lot of weight. And then his diet He died. He had been quietly battling colon cancer for years and not telling people about it. Good for him. This lady told people about it. Maybe she shouldn't have bothered. But maybe, I don't know. It's up to her. She wants people knowing about that. In April 2023, pop star Ariana Grande spoke about the public's concerns about her body, saying you never know what someone is going through, which is true. Truth from that woman who leaves a trail of overdose and suicidal body betas behind her. Ariana Grande dated that Jewish rapper who overdosed. Dated that David Kanye's ex. And he got suicidal sometimes too. Pete Davidson. Mac Miller. She had a terrorist attack, speaking of Muslim terrorist attacks, in some country overseas, some city overseas. Terrible. Poor girl. You never know what people are going through. The Kate news highlighted the tension between the public's desire to know every detail about the royal family. You're fine with this. I like this. And the royals' desire to keep their health struggles private. Her father-in-law, King Charles III, was diagnosed with cancer also earlier this year. Charles has canceled public engagements while he receives treatment. Okay, so, yeah. That's what I just read there. Show the quote tweet of this video, number three tweet video. Dr. Jess Maddox says, I hope all of you conspiracy theorists feel profoundly ashamed of yourselves. And quote tweets the message from this gal, the Prince and Princess of Wales. Why should you feel bad just because you were making fun? Words don't hurt anybody. They may prick the ego, but that's fine. That's like something you're supposed to go through. So you get over it. Trying to shame, bully shamers. She's trying to bully the bullies, this Dr. Jess Maddox said. Reisha, and then jump down to number five, Reshma Saujani, CEO of nonprofit Girls Who Code, empowers and equips young girls to pursue careers in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. So she has an agenda, little feminist woman. Said she felt disgusted with the internet when she heard about Kate's news. Disgusted with the internet and disgusted with myself because I fell into the trap. And show the IG post. The one just above that, the five, regular five. I just saw Kate Middleton news and I feel so disgusted. I fell into the trap. This is a classic example of what we do to women. Speak for yourself, lady. Of how when a woman takes time to prioritize her health and take care of her family, we second guess it to the point of coming up with conspiracy theories to explain her self-care. It encourages other women to hide and not take the time they need and deserve. What's wrong with hiding? You should hide. You should be a private person. It's a vicious cycle and we need to do better, myself included. Come on, Reisha. That happens. They do that to men too, by the way. People get into all kinds of speculation and think they know what they're talking about. He cares. You are not alone, said Princess Kate. Yes, you are. Yes, you are alone, Catherine. I'm done with that. Thank you, Hassan. Yes, you are alone. As the great... Whoa, I'm done with that, Hassan. Thanks. As the great... Speaking of women, Madonna said, life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. See? You are alone. Wisdom from Madonna. I agree with Madonna. Everyone is alone. Stands alone, must stand alone. Did this story touch you? I think it's true. I'm going to get to more speculation and people will jump into conclusions and being not minding their own business and getting into their imaginations about the things people say. After the break here, but it's time for some Hake music. It is Menomina Monday. Let's enjoy Muscle and Flow. Muscle and Flow. Apostrophe N. Flow, F-L-O, no W. From the 2007-ish album, Friend and Foe. I hope you enjoy it. It's Christian, guys, I think. You musical Philistines. I'll be right back for the rest of Hour 2. Hang tight.
And I now face just what I'm made of. There's so much more left to do, but I'm not young, but I'm not
Christian, guys. Nugget Man thinks it stinks. Hake looking through the... Christianity music. Oh, you calling them liberals? It's not bad. Thank you, Kevin. Obvious glow. Do you hear the saxophone? Well, thank you guys for bearing... This is worse than Creed. Thank you guys for bearing with me through the, my opinion, beautiful music. Hake looking through the terrible music section in Amoeba. I haven't been to Amoeba Records since I moved out here. That means I haven't been there in like 10 or 12 years or more that I know of, that I can recall. Well, it did shut down for a while. Well, there's more Hake music where that came from. Thank you guys for bearing with me through that. Let me read some super chats. By the way, catch Joelle Friday TV coming up next. Let me schedule that while I have you here. Joelle Friday TV. Joelle Friday here. Shout out to him. He filled in for me last Monday as well as two Fridays ago. Let's see if it will come up. Proof of Black Jesus? Quote, question mark. Is what Joelle is going to cover. And after that, American Anchor Baby. Nick. I caught the Anchor Baby's show on Saturday. Well, I caught part of it on Friday and then the rest of it on Saturday, I think. As I recall. Anyway, super chats from Lin Yen Chin. Did you say and stammer over Prince of Prance of Wales before saying Prince and Princess of Wales? Interesting question, Lin Yen Chin. The Prince of Prance is Joelle Friday TV himself. Nice. Nice. Lin Yen Chin says, with another super chat, Hassan, you remember that one time you rescued me by sharing a much-needed slice of Walla Melon? We were facing the decisive battle against the cosmic space lesbians. Our BHI, Black Hebrew Israelite giant frobots, ran on Walla Melon. Chris was our engineer in Christ at the time, says Lin Yen Chin. I don't know if he would remember that. He gives a thumbs up. He remembers it, Lin Yen Chin. Who also is the one who told me to explain to JLP how nothing alone can create, as nothing extracts everything from within itself of non or non-being. Nothing is God, quote-unquote, and it alone creates, he says. This is his words, not mine. All else emulates, and the womb also is no exception. The womb doesn't create the child. It only regenerates faulty replica of old code. I chuckle because a friend said they just don't make hakes like they used to. Referring to hake being defective old code, faulty replica of old code. Prior generations of hakes were more alpha than baby hakey poo. Terrible. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin, for the amusing and sometimes informative and even deep super chats. Over on buymeacoffee.com/TheHakeReport. Based America First, said Los Angeles City Council member, I think, Monica Rodriguez is lobbying for a new Department of Homelessness. Department of Homelessness that would report to Mayoress Karen Bass, who wants to bring the unhoused neighbors inside. To create and oversee programs that address the crisis. So Monica Rodriguez and Karen Bass, do you trust them? Not only is Rodriguez, Monica, giving homelessness a name, she's giving it meaningless word salad. A Department of Homelessness can help verify what each level of government is doing to solve the greatest humanitarian crisis of our time. I cannot say with certainty, this is a quote, that we have an efficient and effective operation free of redundancies. She said, Los Angeles annually spends $1.3 billion on homelessness and calls it an investment. You subsidize what you want to get more of, Base America First has said before. Only demon rats think efficiency improves and redundancies are eliminated with the addition of yet another government department. Great points, Base America First. They will never solve it. They will maybe address and lower one symptom, because these are symptoms, and bring about more symptoms and more evil. Who could have predicted that? Thank you, Base America First. That's wild. He knows more about what's going on in Los Angeles than Hake. Popcorn Stump Keg bought a coffee. Just to get some clarity on my coffee from last week, which I sort of rushed through, on moving into a neighborhood. I asked if you checked with the people in your neighborhood to see if they were okay with you moving in, Hake. Me, Hake. And you said no, because nowadays people keep to themselves, so you don't even have to ask. So if that's the case, what's the mechanism through which you would reasonably expect someone to know that they aren't wanted in a neighborhood? Well, if there's a big protest at your moving in, that's a sign that you're not wanted. Such as when the mob in the story that I told last week, I think it was on Friday, in my rushed 45, 50-minute, 51-minute episode. I think that's when I told it, right? Maybe it was Thursday. About these whites, these Germans, really. I think they were German immigrants or first generation or whatever. I think that means they're immigrants. Who were protesting the this black couple coming in, moving in. They protested it and then they rioted, according to this story. And I'm like, and back in the day, they had segregated neighborhoods, right? I think. Crazy. So that would be a sign. That would be a sign. Lastly, you had a caller that pointed out that people who are mixed with black and white often identify as black. And you said, yes, they do. Terrible. Quote. And that's a quote. But you quite frequently use the term light-skinned black to refer to people who are mixed with black and white. So you yourself see people who are mixed as being black. Because they see themselves as being black. They're into the black thing. Why would it be noteworthy that they see themselves as black when society does too, you included? Because they themselves tell me how to see them by being all into the black thing. Duh. Duh. No, I don't mean to be so disrespectful. Actually, I do. Pardon my vicious disrespect. You buy me coffees and I spit in your face. That's not right. I spit in the spittoon, metaphorically speaking. If you're not aware, they identify with the blackness. They identify with the blackness, not with the white. That lady who is quite white in most, if not all of her features, call herself black on the fallen state, the recent fallen state. And they tend to be the most radical into the black thing, into hating white people, separating themselves from the people with whom they're mixed. The blood in them and the people who are the most fair to them. Terrible. Terrible. You can call in 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Let me get to Brian in Missouri, who's on the line. How are you doing, Brian? Thanks for calling.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, I was just going to chime in on this neighborhood conversation real quick.
Yeah.
There's a neighborhood in St. Louis called The Hill, and it's where Yogi Berra is from, and today, according to the Neighborhood Association, you have to at least have an Italian last name to own a home there.
Whoa.
I have no idea the legality of it.
Yeah.
Or what, how it works, and it's very hard to find information on it. I've called the association to ask them, like, what's the precedent for this?
Yeah.
And they have not given me an answer.
Yogi Berra, was he Italian?
Yes, he was.
Lawrence Peter Yogi Lorenzo Pietro Berra, B-E-R-R-I. I don't know if you're supposed to roll your R's for the Italians. I think they do, right?
Maybe.
Just a legendary baseball player who died in 2015 at age 90. Wow. See, I'm not against that, though. If a neighborhood wants to do that, you're right. I don't know if it's legal, but I'm okay with it. I'm
totally okay with it too.
Yeah, like that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think it's not. It's just it's you know what they say. You're conservative. You're supposed to conserve things. They're just protecting their neighborhood.
Yeah.
As opposed to purposely excluding people. They're just protecting the rich history that's there. Because that's some of the best Italian food, some of the best Italian heritage that you can experience in the country, in my opinion.
Right. I do think that it is somewhat of a mistake to hold on to the past and try to keep something going. Because what came about naturally came about, you know? And when you try to hold on to it, that's when it kind of goes awry. Like when Christians tried to hold on to the Christianity and declare, we are a Christian nation. That's when it's slipping through our fingers. So, and Italians and Irish, it's part of the reason why I don't really consider them normal whites is because they're into their Italianness or their Irishness, which is different from how normal whites are. Normal whites, Anglos who became Americans are American. They're not that into the they're not into the royals. And
well, I would say the big stuff. Difference though is that people born people born of Anglo descent, their ancestors fought a war against other Anglos to not be with them.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that wild? Huh. Mm-hmm. Whites are pretty have always been divided, including the Anglos. It kind of reminds me of the Jews. The Jews are very divided amongst themselves too, but they're into their Jewishness.
Absolutely. I'll call you later.
Thank you, man. Great call, Brian in Missouri. Thank you for the tip. Take care, man. Bye. Great call. St. Louis neighborhood. What was the name of that neighborhood you said? Called the Hill in St. Louis. Italian segregation. Shout out to the Italians. It is sort of a woman thing to just identify and hold on to these identities and this stuff. Because stuff does change. And it doesn't change naturally. It changes by force of sometimes evil people. And it oftentimes changes for the worse. And it is a shame. They've destroyed white neighborhoods and white property values, whites' property values, as I told you that Asmodor told about. So I get the bitterness, but it's not good to be bitter. It's good to be better. Hake, are you down with Muslim-only neighborhoods? LOL. Well, the Italians are kind of entrenched, and Muslims are kind of entrenched. I'm not going to be able to stop it. I wouldn't be for the Muslim-only neighborhoods. No, I would not. But Italians, they've been around here so long, they're basically American in a sense, you know? It's an interesting contrast. Italians don't make as many problems. They did have the mob, the mafia. Maybe we didn't like them at the time. Maybe I'm turned into a liberal and I've accepted the Italians. I would be fine with like a black-only neighborhood or a Anglo or white-only neighborhood, you know? So, hey, Italians are here. I would love them to be... whatever. It's a different situation, obviously. The Muslims are kind of anti-freedom of speech and all that stuff, you know, and anti-Christian. Good content, Hake. Address the haters, man. Says Tar Baby Yoda. Thank you, man. Great question. Who said that? Who asked me that? Zenny. What's up, Zenny? Nice to see you. Hake spent 45 minutes on the royal family. That's not true. I don't think that's fair. Pretty sure it's not fair. I think it was maybe 16 minutes. You got to apply it to everyone then. Muslim-only neighborhood or Somali-only neighborhoods. I don't know if I agree with you there, Zenny. You don't have to apply it to everyone. Because Muslims aren't... Some of them have become American, I guess, but they're not, like, American. They don't embrace the freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, the love of white people. That, not that Italians love white people. Sometimes they do. But 16 minutes is too long. You don't have to apply it. I don't have to apply it to everyone. That's your rule. I don't have to apply it to everyone. You're thinking like a woman, which is not thinking right, I think. And I don't know what's wrong with your thinking, but it sounds... You're an intellectual, Zenny, in the chat, saying I have to apply it to everyone and allow Muslims to have their Muslim-only neighborhoods. But I would be for Muslims having their Muslim-only neighborhoods if we're going to let them in. I would be okay with that. But you have to let the whites do it, too. But they're not going to let them do it. They're already, the Muslims are already doing that. De facto. They'd be screaming bloody murder and praying in the street, blocking your car if you deny them their Muslim-only neighborhoods, says Zenny. Yeah, I mean, they already basically have that. They get it. Whether it's de facto, which means with or without official acknowledgement by the law, I think, kind of. Or no-go zones. Are no-go zones fake news? They tried to say that no-go zones are fake news, but then you go into these zones and you get some pretty antagonistic situations, I've heard. Kind of like when you go into certain black areas. Fortunately, I've never been. You switched your answer, LOL. I don't know if I did. I kind of did. You're right. I did say Muslim only is okay. But I'm kind of, I just don't, I would like them to go back, many of them, or be Americans, assimilate. I would be fine with if it was like Omar, Third Whale Omar. I like that guy. I caught that, Zenny says, I see. Hey, I'm Italian, cool. Shout out to the Italians. They're the black whites, says Kevin. All right, as promised, let me get to this putting words in people's mouths. Scott Adams says, he quote tweeted this video. Scott Adams has been on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. Go into the. Okay, so get ready. Clip 13. Clip 13. And also go into the election threats folder. Scott Adams posted this. This gets funnier as it goes. And I disavow the rest of his statement. But he's talking about the elections, saying we have no idea. I disavow it. But he's quote tweeting this computer expert named Rick Weibel. Weibel. Weibel, who's explaining something, security failures with some computer system. And so he says, we have no idea what happened. This gets funnier as it goes, he says. And I don't know if Scott Adams arrives at the right conclusion all the time. Sometimes he doesn't. I think he's admitted that he was wrong. He said that he was promoting the vax, or he was saying we should get vaxxed. But then he says that you guys won. He said that you guys won, you anti-vaxxers. Because now he has to be concerned, and you guys don't necessarily have to be concerned because you didn't take it. So did you know that he corrected himself, or at least he admitted that now he thinks he was wrong. But anyway, I'm going to play this, a little short clip from this video. I'm ignoring all the election stuff because I don't know nor care about the election. The election was the most secure in history. So said CISA, C-I-S-A, whoever heard of that. But play this clip, clip 13, where he says, I'm giving this information. He's showing his laptop and showing all this stuff, supposedly saying that he's able to hack into stuff. Or the passwords on the internet or something like that. I don't know. And it has to do with election software. But this Rick Weibel guy, this clip, he says, I know I'm putting my life in danger. by giving you this information. And, well, listen to this. Listen to what he says.
So the fact that now I've just shown you this piece of evidence, I understand that my life is at risk and that the United States does not want this to be known.
Interesting, huh? That was my only, that's all I wanted to get from this clip. So jump down to election two, Stephen Richer. Stephen Richer, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Maricopa County Recorder, personal account. He said, so while there's a lot of insane stuff going on here, including the casual suggestion that the governor of the government of the United States is going to put a hit on him, let's focus on a few election basics. Almost all voters in the United States use paper ballots, blah, 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 blah. And so this guy, this county recorder of Maricopa County, Arizona, the biggest county in Arizona, I think, who's gotten death threats against him, I'll tell you in a second. But did you hear in that clip that I just played for you, that Hassan just played for you, shout out to Hassan, did you hear him say the government of the United States is going to put a hit on him? He said, I understand that I'm putting my life at risk. The U.S. does not want this information out there to be known. That's two separate statements. It's not necessarily saying that the government is going to put a hit on him. But that's what this guy claims that he casually suggested. And given that he said those two statements one after the other, that could be a fair assessment of what he meant. If that is what he meant, it's possible that's what he meant, but it's not what he said, nor is it necessarily what he suggested. And so I said, he did not suggest the U.S. government is going to put a hit on him. You're adding to what he said. James Anton Haig replied to him, right? That's my personal Twitter account that I started back in the day to try to get the ladies at The View to bring JLP on, because he said the greatest mistake was for men to allow women the opportunity to vote. But anyway, speaking of voting, he said his life is at risk by exposing this, which I admit that sounds kind of crazy. When he said that statement, I was like, it gave me pause about what he was saying. Because it's kind of like, it feels like it might be grandstanding. You know how people grandstand about how important they are? What you focus on seems so important to you and you get all caught up. Maybe that guy's caught up. They call him an election denier, and I disavow election denial. I'm an election affirmer. I affirm. I affirm your gender identity. That's not funny. But it's true. Controversial people get death threats. Whether they're standing for what's right or what's wrong, whether it's telling lies or the truth, whether they're speaking facts or alternative facts, which there is such a thing. So I got somebody reply to me. Somebody in the replies, the X replies, they edumamificated me. Election 3 reply, Mike Lindell. This guy brings up Mike Lindell. It's Nader's posted. His life is as in, quote-unquote, danger as Mike Lindell's. Mike Lindell's, the MyPillow guy. JLP has met Mike Lindell. He advertises his pillows on Fox News, or used to anyway. I.e., which is short for in other words, I think. I.e., it's not in danger from this at all. So claims it's Nader's. It's for the drama and talking points. Yeah, I mean, I could agree that maybe for the drama and talking points, maybe. I would want to ask this guy about what he's saying, Rick Wybill. But I don't want to talk to him for the sake of my channel. Because it was on the up and up. And I don't know. It's not in danger at all, really? It's Nader's? I'm arguing with this person who tweeted at me, in case he's watching the Hake Report. Richard's life, this Stephen Richard guy, however, has been placed in danger multiple times. And there are people currently in jail to prove that point. And I'm like, oh. So jump down to number four. I searched Stephen Richard, this Maricopa County recorder guy. Oh, a purportedly white man. Sure enough, a San Diego, California guy allegedly threatened. This is a report from February 2024. Got arrested in the latest out-of-state resident accused of threatening Maricopa County recorder Stephen Richard. William Hyde, age 52. This is an example of what JLP talks about with anger. With anger, you do stupid things. William Hyde, age 52, accused of leaving a threatening voicemail for Stephen Richard in November of 2022, following the last statewide election. William Hyde allegedly warned Richard that we're coming, and Richard had better hide. You want to beep our elections? He said, cheat. You want to beep Americans out of true votes? We're coming. Beep. Expletive. You better beep and hide, he allegedly said. Message followed a meeting of Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to certify the county's election results. This is the third time someone has been indicted, charged, for making threats against this Stephen Richard guy. That's exactly what I said. Whatever side you're on, you take a position on a controversial issue that people are heated about, emotionally heated about, and you're gonna get threatened. Both good and evil people get threatened. The mainstream media likes to hype and pretend like they're victims when they're liberals who get threatened. And they don't really downplay when conservatives get threatened. Because they're on the side of the liberals against the conservatives, right? Against Trump and Trump supporters. But Mike Lindell, well, look at number five there, Hassan. I searched Mike Lindell, threatens. I wonder if Mike Lindell has been threatened. I didn't find any information of Mike Lindell being threatened. I'm sure he gets threats. Anybody on a big stage gets threats. Mike Lindell. He's a very solid Trump supporter guy. Formerly, used to be a drug addict. And then he got his life together and built a business. Successful business, and he loves Trump. He's like a boomer. Maybe a Gen X guy or boomer. This is from Business Insider from a couple years ago, 2022. A California restaurant owner said she... This is her claims. Okay, so believe what you will. Take it with a grain of salt. Said she received threats after posting a picture of her staff, with the MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, without knowing his role in politics. She didn't know, but it wouldn't have changed anything. She probably still would have shared it. Per San Francisco Gate, a California restaurant in Eureka, California, by the way. Shout out to Eureka up in NorCal. Sort of boonies. Eureka means I found it, I think. Without knowing about his controversial background, they say controversial. The mainstream media calls it controversial when they mean halfway reasonable or in the direction of what's right. Because Mike Lindell is, for my opinion, he's definitely in the direction of what's right. Or, you know, kind of fighting for what's right. Whether he's fighting in the right or wrong way, I don't know. I haven't really kept up with his deal. Michelle Hill, H-I-L-L, last name. Owner of Tres Chiles Picosos. Three hot peppers, chilies. A Mexican restaurant in Eureka told SF Gate she let a manager on October 6th post a picture on Facebook of two workers standing beside Lindell, Mike Lindell guy, who has made headlines for parroting our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's false claims, which hate disavows for the sake of the channels, about the 2020 U.S. presidential election being R-worded, igd-ray, not aped-ray, similar, against him. The restaurant thanked Lindell in the picture's caption for his visit because he visited their restaurant. He's a man of the people, Mike Lindell, and said they hoped he would come again soon. All restaurants post pictures of famous people whom they've met, who've attended their thing, and they leave little notes and be like, hey, thanks for coming, blah, blah, blah. So going back to this person saying Mike Lindell's life is not in danger at all, when allegedly a restaurant owner got threats just for posting, for allowing her manager to post a picture of Mike Lindell with their staff, with her staff, I think that his life is also threatened. Dumb liberals. I'm assuming that this It's Naders guy says his life is as in danger as Mike Lindell. Is not in danger from this at all. It's for drama and talking points. I agree, the life, the death threats, talking about the death threat stuff is drama and talking points, and it's a dumb point. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to the issue. But to that guy who allegedly threatened Stephen Richer, the Maricopa County recorder, William Hyde of San Diego, if you actually did that, overcome anger, because the hard hand of the law is going to come against a white man or a black man or a Hispanic man who supports Trump and is rough around the edges and angry. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for that anger stuff. You're going to go about stuff in the wrong way. You know what I mean? So that's my point about that. And shout out to the MyPillow guy and our greatest president, Trump, and this county recorder guy putting words in the dude's mouth. Just let him be a little crazy. I don't know, nor am I really, do I really care about the election stuff. Because I got no say over it. I got no power over that stuff. If I were in charge of it, then I would have to start paying attention, I guess, you know. Such low standards. You don't even have to pay attention to your own work nowadays. You know what I mean? Terrible. Thank you, Hassan. Appreciate that. I'm done with that. Mike Lindell. Shout out to him, though. You can call in 888-775-3773. Let me get to this little squatter story. Speaking of insanity and legal stuff, JLP covered this. This is clip 42. I wanted to get to it last week because this guy looks interesting to me. He has an interesting energy to him. Those TikTokers, you TikTokers. I think this was a Venezuelan, according to the report that I heard on the J.C. Lee Peterson show. And he's speaking in Spanish, but he's speaking very well. Those Venezuelans, they speak very clear Spanish. You can almost hear it like it's in English. But he has a strange energy to him. Listen to this illegal talking about occupying houses, fixing them up. Who wants to fix up a ratty house? Let them take it. Invading and occupying houses and then selling it and getting money. Squatting. Squatters. Shameful. Check this out. Clip 42.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States, ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno.
Calm down.
Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas, ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos.
Wow.
Y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas, ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle. Y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
I say, he said, what do you guys say? ¿Qué dicen ustedes? Hank loves the Mexicans. Hank loves the Mexicans. Get this man a citizenship. He looks like a demon, says Tabitha Ray. That's what I was thinking. That was my initial response when I first saw this on the on X, because multiple accounts posted it last week on X. And then JLP covered it last week. Mi gente! My people! Capici? Capici? Is that... Why is he annoying me? Ja, 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 ja. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Capici? Is that Spanish? He does have that sort of lisp. I just noticed. But, yeah, the eyes are, like, aggressive. And looks almost... FTM. Female to male. I was like, is this a... They've poisoned my mind. They've poisoned my perceptions. The transgenders and non-binaries. I won't tell you what Nick says. Very energetic. Just leave it at that. With energy, not perhaps not from God. Which is demonic. Yeah, yeah, true. Hay que buscar la vuelta. La vuelta. Stealing is bad, but you got to eat, so it's good. The hookup is la vuelta, the return, the turnaround, the whatever. Nick says, you have said before the Hispanics put the hookup before morality or whatever. Yeah, all my friends. Sneaking into this or that place. And it, that's a catching thing. You influence your friends by when your bunch of friends sneak into different things. You know, as like teenagers. Sneaking into the country or overstaying, breaking the rules, bending the rules. And it's loyalty to friends and family, not to what's right. Not to what's right. You should be loyal to what's right. It's not good. Mi próxima negocio. I think my next business is going to do... My African friends have taken 7 houses. 7 casas. Nick is right. Stealing is in their DNA, says Steve C. I disavow that. Oh, no. Is this stream bad? Is the stream gone off? How's the stream, guys? Press 1 if it's fine. You guys are scaring me. People are putting F. Oh, no. The stream got disrupted. Or is it fine? Is it back? Press 1. Okay. Might be back. That was a long pause. Better now. Was buffering for a second. Seems okay now. Okay. Pardon me, guys. That happens sometimes. Yeah, the dishonesty and the spoiling. It's not like they're coming here to a tough life like the immigrants of old used to come here and it was tougher. No, they're spoiled, well taken care of. Some people have it tougher than others. I grant you. I got to keep it moving, though. I just wanted to say that guy looks kind of effeminate. Like a weird, womanly demon energy. Not ladylike, but female. Obama stream. Yeah, terrible. Oof. They're drug dealers, Hake. Yeah, I know... Oh, man. Yeah, my stream... terrible. I know guys who... were workers, good workers, some of the best workers, but also dealt drugs. What a mess. I have to keep this moving, though. Maybe I'll talk more about that another time. I'm a little thrown off. Rick in Hampton, Virginia is on the line, though. Rick, thank you for calling and holding. What's up, man?
Man, my brother James Hake, what's happening with you, man? How was y'all weekend? And I enjoyed church service this Sunday.
It was a great weekend. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Man, I was hearing, man, that blacks in, what's that, in Boston? They want the white church to pay reparations. That got to be a joke. How the church would be preaching against that. And if anything, trying to help out. My thing is this. The church should not have to pay a dime.
Yeah.
I think if it's reparations, I don't think they're going to. Here's my problem with reparations. Half these people are going to be getting reparations. They're going to have no descendants. They were never slaves.
No ancestors who were slaves, yeah.
Right, exactly. So I'm like, how do I manage it? I can guarantee if they reparations, James, it'll all go to people that was unqualified, and they'll be, and then the blacks I get, they'll be broke within 6 months to a year. Haven't bought any stocks, land, paid for homes, paid for medical issues. They may, only thing they probably go buy weed, clothes, rust, and vacations.
Your phone is going in and out there, Rick, but I gather what you're saying. Your phone's.
Can you hear me now, James?
I can hear you. What? I can hear you. You sound worse now. But I think I caught the gist of what you were saying. These people who would get the quote unquote reparations, as if there's anything to repair, they need to repair themselves and repair the communities. They owe us, if anything. Honestly, I chuckle, right. But I'm serious. You're right. They would not. They don't deserve it.
Right. You know,
and they would squander it. They would squander it.
Like,
man, phone Rick, your phone is awful. Your phone is worse than it was on the JLP show. Are you down in like a bunker somewhere?
What's going on? You know what? I don't know what's going on, man. I must gotta turn my phone off and try to get it refocused, man. What about now? Can you hear me now?
That's so far that whole rant. I've heard you fine. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So
apologize. I apologize for that.
I accept. So the black churches, where was this? That black churches wanted white churches? And there were some white churches I thought I saw who were supporting this, too.
Yeah,
supposedly white.
I saw it on JLP show earlier.
Me, too. Yeah.
That, the blacks wanted a white church to pay reparations.
You know, you know what's funny is I sent it to Sean because Breaking 911 posted it from a... religious leaders in Boston, you said. I think you said that.
Yes.
We were coming to get our check.
that man got up there, Asian mayor. She's completely useless.
Oh, yeah, they had an Asian female mayor of Boston, huh? I forgot about that.
I mean, she's like, oh, God. I mean, like.
So the mayor is involved somehow in this? I thought it was just.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought I saw a picture of. I thought I saw her in the midst of the clip that JLP played on his show today. But yeah, it's shout out to New England. It's on the
Absolutely,
demise.
You know,
just along with the rest of the Anglosphere. Rick, I gotta end, man. I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you. Call me again with hopefully a better connection sometime.
Yes, I do, man. It would be a better connection, brother.
Sounds good, man. Take care.
Love you guys. Be safe.
You too. Bye. Oh, he got me with the click. Oh, did you see me jump? Terrible. I'm trained. Guys, this has been the Hake Report. I know it's 10 minutes till. Joelle Friday TV is coming up next. I will get to any super chats that have come in. Tomorrow is the plan, okay? I had a popcorn stump keg. I see you gave another one there. And others. But I got to end on time. It's Soul Junk Sunday. Coming into Monday, I thought I would leave Soul Junk because it's a little bit weirder than Menomina for the end so that you guys could easily skip it. Isn't that thoughtful of Hake? Thoughtful for you guys. But you guys didn't seem to like Menomina. Some of you guys did like Menomina. This is from the 1957. The album called 1957 is from 2003. Gotham. Enjoy Gotham by Soul Junk. And Adios, America. Enjoy Joelle Friday TV coming up next after Hake. Bye. I guess I'll stay on the mic. I have 4 minutes.
Junk symphonics, boil over, plague, you're all bubonic. Teutonic like old bike thieves, we familiar as mnemonics. I'm chronically high risk, my approach touchy like Midas. Still ill though, put you out quicker than Dutch cats. Smell their pillows, the tightest. I rap like earlobe tourniquets in still flow.
He's white.
Slay dragons, make your hands and feet sprout hair tufts like Bilbo. My suggestion, an implant of healthy follicles in elbows and Velcro in your rubber room to keep you bouncing real slow, developing over gelatin soul, fantasticus elasticus, try to nail it down, get drastically smacked upside by the spasticus, benevolent with the elements employed, stuck styles irrelevant, we beyond that, like the view from Salamison, depends who's telling it, how elevated on the stack you find yourself, what do you see, beware that first step to the left, it's a doozy. I take my loose leaf binder, drop your upper class perspective, bust a freestyle in free fall, complete on impact the objective. What golden parachute? The pomegranate's juiciest on first bounce. After that, it's all collateral. The splatter damage mounts.
Glenn Galaxy, Soul Junk. Joelle is not on D Live.
Onward and upward, following fools, footpath of stingin. Emerges, evaporate in sight of me, eccentrics, ecclesiastical. Can't play basketball. However, despite the weather, I don't like Will Sweatus. His genesis, your exodus, can you live with this? Numbers I be laying. Deuteronomy, economy, for Moses, I'm finished.
So cool.
I synthesize rhythms, pseudo-historical, anthropological odds to spill. My thunder camera repuns still kill. Cabinet of wonder, overfield.
This is trash.
And chains of family-style eateries and suburban malls. I'm awake, crank call.
Hake needs counseling, says Karen. Shout out, Karen. The kind of song Beavis and Butthead would review.
Once I was handed lemons, made lemonade icicles for eardrums. You hear some and stumble back, even though half deaf and near dumb. I'm here from what may as well be out of space to these earthbound. The first sound that I blast forth most probably bring the heart down. But I sure found my higher power. Any use doubt that? If easy really does it, I'm the don't know anything about cat. I'm more like ZED. Back to alpha and everything in between. A participator in the divine nature of Christ. That's my theme.
A participator in the divine nature of Christ.
See, no, do they really want to? As for me, I'll stay dipped in the spirit, straight smothered like fondue. In and on, who do you live and move and have your being checked? I'll be the soundtrack to your reconciliation. Holy rubberneck. I'll flip the deck and start dealing from the bottom. Joker aces, got them. Robbing all bats of their sidekicks, bright enough to light up Gotham.
Like a bad American version of the streets, says Mr. Pink. Joel is also not on Rumble, so you gotta watch him on. Well, adios, America. Thank you, guys. Bye.